In exchange for the worldwide exclusive, Rolling Stone had to agree to terms laid out to them by El Chapo, the most ethically dubious being that they would allow the drug lord to approve the article before publication. Luckily for the magazine, it turned out that El Chapo had no suggested changes. Penn defended the deal in an interview Thursday with Charlie Rose.
When you get the story that every journalist in the world wanted, there's a lot of green-eyed monsters who are going to come give you a kiss.
Those are jealous journalists you're suggesting?
Yes.
Still, it's a deal some Mexican journalists say they wouldn't have made. In 2008, Raimundo Riva Palacio was managing editor of El Universal, one of Mexico City's largest newspapers, when two editors rushed in to announce that El Chapo wanted to give them an interview. Raimundo's answer? No.
First of all, I say immediately, we didn't know if that was a trap. The security of the reporter, we cannot guarantee. Because this reporter was a very good reporter who in the past had already been threatened by drug traffickers, drug bosses.
You said no because of security concerns that weren't necessarily idle or melodramatic. Many journalists have died in pursuit of the ongoing drug story in Mexico.
That's right. And also ethical issues here were involved. But basically, these are criminals that had killed journalists. So that was not an unreasonable thought. And at that time, there was a battle between the cartels, and there was a growing number of beheaded people. And I said, well, if we do this, we will be right in the middle of this cartel's battle. So it will be highly, highly dangerous for us to do the interview.
Now, you also mentioned ethical concerns. There is obviously a risk in interviewing powerful people, criminal and otherwise, of being used for their purposes. How did that figure into your thinking?
Basically, if they want to talk to us, it's because they want to send a message. If they offer an interview, we will be implicitly accepting their terms. And why do we have to accept their terms? For the sake of the argument, let's say that the reporter goes there and makes the interview. Will she ask the right questions? Then the problem is El Chapo going to be comfortable with those questions, or are we going to have problems already with this interview? We didn't know that. Let's say also, for the sake of the argument, that he answered the questions. Well, after that, we will publish the story. What happened if he doesn't like the story? We're going to have some problems. But let's say that he likes the story. There will be rivals of him that will be unhappy with the story. And the way they mechanically think is that we side with the other cartels. So why are we going to get into troubles with any of the cartels? So that's another risk.
Raimundo, do you believe that a Mexican journalist could have interviewed El Chapo or any other cartel boss and remained safely in Mexico?
No. If the interview were a free interview, no way. And I also said that what would happen if after the interview, for some coincidence, the security forces caught El Chapo? They were going to believe that we led the security forces to him.
So what you're describing clearly is a lose-lose proposition. But if you run an exclusive interview with El Chapo, you are going to sell a lot of newspapers. I'm curious to know what the publisher had to say about you declining that opportunity.
I never had any problem with the publisher. I didn't even have to explain what was the reasoning. What he wants to do with us is just to serve as a speakerphone for him to send a message. That is not journalism. That is propaganda. We wouldn't accept those terms from the Mexican president. Why do we have to accept those terms from a criminal? A criminal that we know killed journalists.
All right, Raimundo, that was then, this is now. Here comes Sean Penn. What did you think of the Rolling Stone piece?
Basically, I think he was used as a mouthpiece for El Chapo. He never asked really the more important questions that a journalist would ask him. He is an actor. He's a Hollywood celebrity. I couldn't really criticize him to do such a lousy interview. But let me tell you something. The most striking part of the interview for me was that for the first time in his history, he had accepted that he was a drug trafficker. That is the first time I heard that he recognized that he was a drug trafficker. I thought that that was a very important part of the story because he always said he was a farmer that made $1,200 a month. That was what he said all the time.
Sean Penn missed the major news development that it was a confession to international trafficking.
But let me tell you something. El Chapo's lawyer said El Chapo didn't say that. That was a lie. And he never said he was a drug trafficker. Sean Penn lied in the way he wrote the story. El Chapo never said that. And that makes sense to me, because if an interview is not really part of an investigation, it couldn't be used as proof of anything. So now Sean Penn will have to prove that he really had that quote correctly. We're not really talking about journalism. We're talking about entertainment. That was the Rolling Stone piece, just purely entertainment. A Mexican official said yesterday that it was sort of a comedy, and I would agree with that. This is just a comedy, a never-ending comedy.
Raimundo, muchas gracias.
Muchas gracias.
Raimundo Riva Palacio is director of Eje Central in Mexico City, where he writes a weekly column on politics and security.
Coming up, we finally get an update from the Pentagon on when and how it plans to treat reporters as spies.
This is On the Media.